Sasha's those from N-Cube and Intel did not have collective communication. Alright, so here's the formal specification of what we're trying to do. So we're just discussing here point-to-point messaging, not collective communication, although the issues, of course, carry over to collective communication. So just as when I talk to you, to somebody, that's not terribly useful unless the receiver, the potential receiver of the message, is at least willing to accept the message. So if all of you had earplugs on and were unwilling to remove the earplugs, it would not be useful. So there has to be, so the receiving process must be willing to expect the message, which means it must be willing to call a receive routine, because it otherwise will never find out about it, some receive or some inquiry routine about a possible message coming. However, it doesn't have to be very specific. Namely, it can allow the message to have arbitrary type and come from an arbitrary process. So, we must identify the sender process, because we might want to test on it. We must identify where the message is going. We must identify the type of the data, because it might need conversion. We must tell the system how many data elements there are. So that's when we're sending it. When it arrives at the destination, we better tell the system the size of our array, or otherwise we're going to overwrite the array. So on receipt, size is maximum size. On send, size is size. We need a pointer to where the message lives, where the data in the message lives, and we need a pointer to where the data in the message goes.